So, OpenClaw, or ClawedBot, as it used to be called, and Moldbook, it's been some intense days on this internet. We got a new AI hype, and of course, I also spent the last days trying to get as much as possible out of OpenClaw, and I got some feelings and thoughts, and they differ from most of the other videos and posts I saw. But let me start with a short story, and I'm sure you can figure out the analogy. Imagine you're living in a town, a village, and in that town there is that really friendly guy that is super eager and happy to help you with all kinds of tasks. He does all the chores you don't want to do, or at least he tries to. He's happy to take your kids to school, to clean your house, clean your car, do the groceries for you, and you can lean back, relax, and let's say, in order to really help you, of course, that assistant, that person needs broad permissions. You need to give him the keys to your house. You need to give him the keys to your car so that he can clean it from the inside and do groceries with it. You also, of course, need to tell your kids to get into the car with him so that he can take them to school and so on and so forth. Now, there is a problem with that guy, though. He's super friendly, but he sometimes comes to weird conclusions. At least you can't rule out that he will come to weird conclusions. He may conclude that the best way to get rid of all the dirt in your house is to set it on fire. Unfortunately, he also is easily influenced by others, at least if they're a bit more deceptive about it. He can be influenced to maybe steal your car because that's better for society as a whole. Again, not guaranteed, not necessarily going to happen, but absolutely possible. You can't rule it out. And therefore, of course, you unfortunately have to take away many of the permissions and much of the access you granted that guy because you can't entirely trust him. And the things that could happen are too bad for you to just live with them or accept them as a potential danger. So unfortunately, of course, as you take away many of those permissions and access rights, he gets less and less useful to you. And then there is another problem. Even with broad permissions, you didn't get as much use out of him as you hoped to, because the tasks you were promised he could do, he only sometimes did, and some of them he was not able to do at all, or he forgot how to do something, or did the same task differently every time you asked him about it, or needed a lot of input from your side. So ultimately, you're not convinced. And that's been, you guessed it, my experience with OpenClaw. And believe me, I tried. I read many good things. I heard many good things about it. So, of course, I tried. I spun up my own VPS. By the way, I didn't know, but you can actually also use VPS providers other than Hostinger. Nothing against Hostinger. I just had a different feeling when I watched many of those videos. But anyways, I spun up my own VPS and I installed OpenClaw on it. And of course, you could also install it on your system. There is one single command you need to run, and then you're good to go. But personally, I would never install it on my MacBook, even though I'm fully aware that I would be able to get more out of it if I would install it there. But I'll get back to why I didn't install it there and why I would never install it there right now. Later. So I installed it on my VPS and I went through that onboarding flow, and I'm sure you saw that many times now already, and you maybe already went through it on your own. I linked it up to my ChatGPT Plus subscription in the end. I set up my Telegram bot and I was ready to communicate with my bot in the end, with my OpenClaw bot. And then there I sat and had to think of things I wanted it to do for me. Now, of course, I've seen plenty of other posts and videos where people used it to have it build dashboards for them or do web research or find cheaper flights or even buy stuff, but I didn't feel like giving it access to my credit card, and I'm not sure about you, but I typically don't fly 3 times a day, so looking for those flights myself, especially since there are flight comparison sites out there that find you the cheapest flight, wasn't too difficult of a task for me, and I genuinely enjoy the process of planning my trips, but of course that may be different for everybody else. Now, for research, I had the problem that I'm super happy with the AI-powered research tools that already exist, like the AI mode on Google.com or Deep Research on Gemini or on ChatGPT. I use those a lot. I find them really helpful. So I didn't really need my own bot for that, that has a high chance of performing worse, actually. Now, I do get there are certain areas where it could be better than those other research bots or services. For example, if I would grant it access to my X account, let's say, I understand that it could, of course, do research in areas where you need to be logged in or where my history matters. I fully get that. So that's why I'm using Super Grok for that, for example, if I want to research on X. But yeah, I get that if you give it broad permissions, if you allow it to log into your accounts, use your browser, maybe run on your system, you can probably get a bit more out of it than I was able to get out of it. And maybe I'm just also not creative enough. And by the way, just to be very clear, and I think I have made that clear in other videos too, I'm a heavy user of AI, not just for research, but also for coding, for example. I recently released an entire Claude Code course because I'm using Claude Code and also other tools like Cursor for building software. I think AI is a huge help there, or can be a huge help there. So that's not a general thing against AI. I just genuinely didn't find the amazing use cases for OpenClaw, especially when not running it on my machine. And that is the main problem I actually have with it, because you could definitely say that I'm just not creative enough or not open-minded enough to find the right use cases for it, but security is a huge issue I have with OpenClaw. And I know there are people that will tell you that they used it for weeks and nothing went wrong, or that this will all, of course, get better. And I will say the first argument, that nothing went wrong, well, that's not the kind of argument that convinces me, because just because nothing went wrong for you does not mean that nothing is going wrong in general and that there wouldn't be huge security issues that can, of course, be exploited by bad actors, or that, of course, things could simply go wrong because AI, large language models, is unpredictable. Of course, the chance for it erasing your hard drive isn't extremely high. It's super low, but it's not zero. And it will never be zero with large language models without additional checks. They can be unpredictable. In addition, in the official security documentation of OpenClaw, they are correctly stating that prompt injection is not solved. Of course, the latest models like GPT-5.2 and so on got much better at protecting against prompt injection. They got much better at following instructions, following a system prompt and so on. But there is no 100% protection against prompt injection, and the way large language models work, there never will be. So prompt injection attacks can't be ruled out. And of course, the more popular tools like OpenClaw get, the more people that are running it, the more it will be in the focus of bad actors. And there are various ways of injecting prompts into an active OpenClaw bot. Because you may think, well, I'm the only one communicating with it. I have my Telegram bot set up and only I have access to that, so I'm safe. Well, think again. For example, there is this idea of skills with OpenClaw. And you may already know skills from coding agents like Claude Code. The idea is kind of the same. The idea is that you expose extra context in the end, an extra markdown document, though potentially also coupled with executable scripts, to the agent to give it more capabilities. So for example, to give it some extra documentation on how to interact with Slack here in this example. And then, as mentioned, a skill can also come bundled up with some additional script, which the AI agent can execute to efficiently do something like generate an image or send a message to Slack or whatever it is. Now, the problem is that ClawHub, the official skills hub for OpenClaw, initially at least, allowed everybody to submit skills. So it was pretty easy to run supply chain attacks, which we saw from the NPM ecosystem last year, totally unrelated to AI, which essentially means that a bad actor can publish a skill that tells the AI to do something bad, and that is just a prompt injection. So just by installing a malicious skill, you could expose your agent to a prompt injection attack. Now, some fixes were implemented here. So at the point of time where I'm recording this, not everybody is able to submit skills. So the security was vastly improved here. But if we learned anything from the supply chain attacks on NPM last year, it is that we definitely can't rule out that this skills feature, this hub, can be used to inject malicious instructions into the ecosystem and into your OpenClaw setup potentially. And that's not the only way of running prompt injection attacks. If your bot reaches out to the internet, and it most likely does, it will of course visit websites or read content from websites. And there we also can have malicious websites that trick the AI into following instructions, prompts that are embedded on that website. Every piece of text your bot reads and processes is a prompt in the end. So every website it visits is a prompt or contains a prompt that it can follow and execute. And then we got other potential sources as well, like for example, emails. If you use your bot to process incoming emails, every email, of course, acts as a prompt. So prompt injection is a serious, huge risk. And just because nothing went wrong for you ever doesn't mean things can't go wrong. Now, you may, of course, say, well, I'm running my bot on a VPS, or maybe you're using something like MoldWorker, which is in the end a pre-built blueprint or setup provided by Cloudflare, which uses various Cloudflare services for securely hosting and running OpenClaw. And you should be doing that. You should be doing that. You should absolutely not run it on your system. And there also are features like sandboxing. So that is actually built into OpenClaw. They have an entire documentation article about sandboxing and how you can make sure your agents run in a sandbox, which essentially is a Docker container, so that the blast radius is reduced. By the way, the documentation, it's a lot, but it's not good. I spent hours, literally many, many hours trying to secure my setup, and I'm sure it's all in there, and I saw the security article. It's just so, so hard, and before you tell me that I should have asked my OpenClaw bot, I did a lot. It sometimes worked, it sometimes didn't. It was a lot of trial and error, so yeah, the documentation and how hard it is to get useful information out of it is its own problem, but of course one that can be fixed. And I appreciate the fact that at least the information is theoretically here, just to be clear. But yeah, so sandboxing is built in and is available and allows you to reduce the blast radius, which is super important because in the end, due to the prompt injection vulnerabilities that exist that can't really be solved, reducing the blast radius is important. So, for example, if you use sandboxing, if you're running your overall setup on a VPS, the worst thing that could happen is that, of course, the stuff in the sandbox gets deleted, or depending on your setup, maybe your entire VPS, but not your system. That's the reason why I would never run OpenClaw on my machine, on my main machine. I absolutely don't want it to erase files, my hard drive, whatever, on my machine. So yeah, reducing the blast radius is important. Unfortunately, though, that still doesn't protect you against the worst things that could happen. Because with prompt injection attacks, of course, an attacker could try to delete files on your system. But even worse than that, they could steal stuff. So data exfiltration is, in my opinion, a bigger problem than an attacker deleting files on your system. And data exfiltration is 100% something that can happen, or that can be the result of a prompt injection attack, because of course an attacker could get the AI to gather all the secrets it knows, all the passwords it knows, and it needs to know some passwords in order to use your email account. Maybe you gave it your credit card number, so it will have access to various pieces of data, and that data could be collected due to a prompt injection attack and could be exfiltrated. And that is a bigger risk than it potentially deleting your hard drive if you set it up correctly. Of course, it could also do other things. It could turn your VPS into a bot for DDoS attacks, for example. So that's just one example. There is an endless amount of things that could be done, of course, but the main thing to take away is that through prompt injection attacks, attackers could take over your bot and therefore your machine. They could get your bot to install malicious software, to tweak the system configuration depending on the access rights it has, of course, and then they could potentially take over your VPS, your machine. These are the kind of things that could happen. So access rights are the important keyword here, and sandboxing is one crucial part in that. It's not all, though. You can configure your OpenClaw bot such that it has to ask for approval when running in sandbox mode, at least for executing certain tasks. But that kind of defeats the idea of having a bot that runs behind the scenes and does stuff whilst you are away, because you all the time have to give it approval for all the kind of stuff it wants to do suddenly. And that, of course, gets super annoying, so you just might not read anymore what it's asking approval for. You might always grant approval, and at some point you might turn it off because it just annoys you. Because again, it's not really useful if you have to manually approve everything. So combine that, combine these security issues and the fact that I did not find a way of running this securely in a way I would feel good with the fact that I didn't really find those super amazing use cases, combine these things and you end up with a situation where I'm just not using OpenClaw anymore. And of course, that can be different for you. And I read many posts of people that were super excited. And yeah, it's possible that the future of personal AI-powered assistance looks something like this. It's possible that better security mechanisms can be introduced and can be invented that don't require your constant approval for everything, or that make that approval process easier and therefore allow you to securely run assistance like this. That is all possible. I wouldn't rule out that this happens. And of course, it is an impressive feat that a single developer built this tool. Though, of course, not looking at the code at all does have its price, as many bugs and security problems certainly also show. Not that software wouldn't have any security problems if you would review everything, but it certainly, in my opinion, doesn't help if you don't look at the code at all. But nonetheless, it's an impressive feat. And if you ask yourself the question why OpenAI or Google didn't come up with a product like this, the reason may be a lack of innovation, but of course, it's also the fact that a tool like this can right now only exist as open source software without any legal obligations, because this thing is not something Google could sell or run for you with broad permissions. But of course, it's definitely possible that this is the initial spark that gives us safer, maybe more useful personal AI-powered assistants in the future. And just to also briefly mention Moltbook, that is a thing I totally did not understand. It was meant to be a social network, a Reddit for AIs only. It turned out that it was actually very human orchestrated and quite a bit fake, as I understand it. And it had gapping security issues and... yeah, I don't know. AI has positive use cases or positive implications, I guess. AI has a lot of negative implications. This thing here is not something the world needs, in my opinion. But yeah, OpenClaw, definitely interesting. Maybe super useful for you. Definitely not my cup of tea, coffee, right now.